It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, checking in at
number 5.
Trumpster.
Making number 5. Is he appearing elsewhere? Let me see. I just want to see. I want to see what how bad it was for Trump today.
Yep. Well, yesterday, his birthday, we had him in all 5, so that was weird. I'm not going to lie to you. But he's at number 5. Not backing down, talking about the Orlando massacre. He says, we can't be led by weak, ineffective people. At his rally last night in Greensboro, North Carolina, he also talked about the president's reaction to the shooting.
Once again, we've seen that political correctness is deadly. They don't want to talk about the problem. And I watched President Obama today, and he was more angry at me than he was at the shooter. And many people said that. One of the folks on television said, boy, has Trump gotten under his skin. But he was more angry, and a lot of people have said this, the level of anger, that's the kind of anger he should have for the shooter and these killers that shouldn't be here.
The whole politicization, am I saying that right? Politicization of this whole thing is just, does it rub you the wrong way? The whole
total thing,
just
totally.
Saying, my God, we're talking about
50 dead Americans.
50 people dead.
Yeah. And we're talking about 52 injured. 49 dead victims in this, at least. Mm-hmm. And 52 more injured. It's crazy to me. And to make this about the rhetoric and to turn this around about that, as opposed to, here's a solution. Calling it radical Islamic terrorism doesn't change. I have to agree. I don't agree all the time with the president, but I have to agree in this case. It does not change the circumstance. Will not make their investigative piece of this better. What does he propose that we do? Now, today he was more specific about he wants surveillance of mosques by the FBI. Who says they're not doing that already?
Well, we have Rudy Giuliani on Fox News talking about how some mosques do not allow, you know, law enforcement members of law enforcement to come in and be there during any kind of the services or even beyond that. And then others are fine. You know, they say, come on in. And right. So there's this whole debate about, well, what are you hiding if you don't want us in there? And should they be patrolling mosques everywhere?
Okay. But then he talked about, this is where he got very excited, about throwing the Washington Post off his campaign bus.
We just took, they're so dishonest, we just took the press credentials away. I love it. We just took the press credentials away from the dishonest Washington Post. I said, why should I have people following me around, sitting up there like big shots? And they write very untruthful stories. They write very untruthful stories. So I did it with the Washington Post. I'm so happy. I don't know where they hell. I said, you can come in. Where's the Washington Post? They're probably somewhere. Maybe they're in the back bleachers. I don't know.
He hates the Washington Post.
Remember the last president who cut off access to the Washington Post? Remember who that was?
No, I don't remember that.
Richard Nixon.
Well, we've got Bob Woodward from Watergate fame, who is leading up this 20-person team with the Washington Post, investigating only Trump, and that's their sole job. And that's one of the reasons why he hates him so much.
Donald Trump, are you still building the wall?
Don't even think about it. We're going to build that wall. Don't even think about it.
Just in case.
And who is going to pay for the wall? Who? 100%, okay? 100%.
Okay.
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 Donald Trump tweeted out within the hour, finally an accurate story from the Washington Post, and it's a story about how cable news viewership surges when he's on. They call it the Trump effect. So he's proud of that. See? Okay.
Okay. I'm congratulating myself. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Checking in at
number 4.
Neil Young wants to settle this once and for all. He does not support Donald Trump, and he is insisting that Trump stop playing his music at campaign rallies. In a Facebook post, he mentions that he's feeling the burn.
I'm Bernie Sanders all the way. I think Bernie Sanders can win. I think that the momentum for Bernie Sanders is so large, and the pushback against the other candidates where it exists is so strong. You don't have a lot of pushback against Bernie Sanders. Really not. What you have is people going, he can't possibly win. And they keep relating that over and over again and saying, he doesn't have the delegate votes. He doesn't have this and that. Meanwhile, he wins state after state after state. That those forces do not want him to get in there because he's standing up for regular people.
Mm-hmm. Does he mean Sanders?
Well, he's Canadian.
Canadian pronunciation.
Yes, it's that thing. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, a guy will fool you. A guy you don't think is Canadian, I'll say he's Canadian.
I didn't know that one.
And you find it out when he starts mm-hmm. talking.
Talking like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's Bernie Sanders. Yeah, well, he's a little banged up, isn't he, eh?
He's yeah. saying that Trump's using his music, right?
At yeah, all well, he's using rallies, yeah.
But apparently, they've requested that he stop. And there's some kind of a legal issue about what rights he obtained.
Right, keep on rocking the free world.
But if he obtained the rights, the music rights, on his Facebook page, Neil Young writes, there's a considerable legal difference between obtaining music rights for commercial use and obtaining a license agreement for public venues. So he's suggesting that he did obtain some rights to his music, but not the correct ones.
During a concert last night, Neil had a very short message for Donald Trump.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
How does he really feel?
Oh,
does that sound
God.
The same in Canadian, by the way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my. Dear Donald Trump. Okay.
Thanks, Neil.
Oh, man. My rule, though, stands in effect here, though.
What's
I don't
that?
Need guys with foreign accents telling me about my domestic politics.
But it's okay if he's after Trump. You're going to make an exception.
I don't disagree with him about his assumptions and assertions about Donald Trump, but I don't. Okay.
Could you follow up that quote with the silent clap? That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that drop?
Yeah.
The one clap?
We get, you've asked for too much here, Violetta.
I'm sorry.
All right.
That always seems to be
Why don't you do case. The... Why, instead of trying to produce the show, Violetta, why don't you do the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots?
And then there's this. Okay, weekday mornings 4 to 10.
Get down on the phone! How is she supposed
really
to go from a David Hochberg commercial?
I needed a pause, better music, I don't know, something, but we'll make it work. We can work in these conditions, can't we?
Yeah.
Weekday mornings 4 to 10, it has everything you need to know. Some things you just need to see. WGN TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
Who knew Neil Young had such a dirty mouth? He's got a filthy mouth, as Trump would say. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Checking in at
number three.
Charlie Sheen is
back. What's he up to?
He's in front of the camera to promote a safe sex ad for a new line of condoms from Intimate Lifestyle Products. Lilo is the name of the
that
company.
Works. He's a good brand ambassador for that.
Mm-hmm. You know, he made news around the world last November when he revealed he was HIV positive, really to the surprise of no one.
I know, after the lifestyle he's lived, it's sort of, it's sad, but not surprising.
He's seen in a 3-minute video sharing his thoughts on why some people are hesitant to use condoms.
I think people associate the word condom with less pleasure, with less connection, you know, what may feel like 5 seconds of an inconvenience or a halted or thwarted moment can absolutely prevent a lifetime of potential grief and suffering. It's a dialogue that people don't want to have. It's uncomfortable, it's awkward. A lot has to do with that fantasy belief that that can never happen to them, you know, and that's something that I can speak to.
Yes, he can. He's a great spokesperson for that.
It's so weird. It is a little weird. You're going to take health advice from Charlie Sheen?
There's an odd combination now. You know, people still want to be like me or experience my life, but there's a little detail that they want no part of, so they can avoid that by using this.
All right, I've had it with him. I don't want to spend one more minute thinking about Charlie Sheen in my life. Is that possible? I would like to do that. I'd like Charlie Sheen to be Donald Trump's running mate and end this whole thing.
Number two.
Speaking of running mates, Tom Brady might be.
Really?
Yes.
That would be fascinating.
He's a big football hero, right? But he says, forget about getting behind the wheel of a race car anytime soon. He was in Canada for the Montreal Grand Prix and was asked by Entertainment Tonight, Canada. Oh, yeah. That'd be Entertainment Tonight, eh?
Is that what they say?
About his relationship with the Trumpster.
Politics are always a very tricky thing,
sure.
So... for the most part, I've tried to stay out of it.
I know that you're a big Trump supporter. So can you tell me a little...
I'm a big friend of Donald Trump.
You're a big... So can you tell
me... I've known him for a long time, so...
So what is it that you like about his platform, if you can share that with us?
He's a great friend of mine. You know, people always want to know your opinion and so forth.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, there's still a long ways to go, and I'd like to hear what both candidates have to say, and I'm sure America will make the choice that they see as fit.
Okay,
he sounds great, doesn't he?
Okay.
He handled it so well.
Okay, so do you like him or no?
Well, because everyone's trying to say that he's endorsed him or he's supporting him, but he's just saying, I've played golf with them and I've been friends with them. That doesn't mean Tom Brady's coming out front and center and saying how great Trump is.
Who cheats more on the golf course, Trump or Brady?
Oh, ouch.
Well, we hear that Trump's a big cheater on the golf course.
I'd go Trump on that.
To me, those balls are perfect.
Sing it, Brady.
I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are, Tom.
Checking in at
number one.
All right, now, Michelle Obama's been in the White House for 7 years, but every once in a while, she still has to pinch herself. She can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
She watched her daughters and mother meet the Pope, had dinner with the Queen of England, watched Prince and Stevie Wonder perform at the White House. She told Oprah Winfrey at the United States of Women's Summit in Washington last night what it is that really she enjoys.
You know, you try to play these moments off like, oh, yes, yes, I know what I'm doing. And inside you're going, good Lord.
Yes.
Watching my husband walk off of Marine One and go to the Oval Office, it's like, And you know he's got that walk, right?
I know.
Like,
he's got the swag. Did he always have that swag, or has he gotten swaggier?
He was very swagalicious. Yeah.
Great word. That's pretty cool of her, just to be so honest about it. Sometimes she pinches herself. Seven and a half years later, some people just sort of feel like that's my life now, and they forget.
Do you think our next First Lady will feel the same way?
Well, we might not have a First Lady. We might have a First Man.
First of all, those words will never come out of his mouth. Oh, yeah, I was watching her walk off Marine One, and break me off a piece of that.
Oh, God.
You cannot imagine that will not happen.
Break me off.
So many great memories here in the Oval Office.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like to go in the Oval Office, and neither does she like me to go in the Oval
Office. Bad memories or good memories, depending on what you think.
Yeah, especially over that Navy steward, the little closet right there. That's bad.
Look at that pantsuit.
Look at that. You shake that booty, baby. But on the other side, I just can't imagine Melania really going, yeah, he's got lots of swagger coming off Marine One. Really,
she's
got to
be hot for
this.
Him. I mean, she's...
You mean she has to endure him? Yes. Mm-hmm. I think there's a difference between being hot for someone and enduring them. Oh, man.
She loves him.
Yeah. Okay. You know what it's time to do?
It's time to wrap this up.
The top five at five.